time. Have you ever seen anything like this last week? And what's it been like?
Oh, no, I haven't. It's been, you know, a roller coaster. A roller coaster, but at the same time, this team, we built for this, man. We can move on and go out here and win some football games.
Did you think that this would be the outcome? Did you have any idea once this thing started to take shape?
No, I didn't think it would be the outcome at all. Like I said, growing up, you know, I was, you know, disciplined the same way. And, you know, I think Adrian a great dude, a great parent. You know, one situation like this, you know, it's people's opinion. It's people's opinions on things. And I support Adrian, man. And everything he did, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. That's me personally. But
is that the feeling in the locker room, kind of? Are there a lot of guys that are looking at this saying, I don't see what's wrong with this?
You know, I don't know about the other guys. I can't speak on other guys. But me personally, you know, like I said, growing up, you know, my mom, she disciplined me the same way. And I say, you know, it got me to this point now. You know, I'm in the NFL and, you know, I know how to behave. So I really didn't see the big deal of it. And, you know, people blowing it out of proportion and, you know, and all this and all that. But at the end of the day, man, we came here to win football games. And I think football right now for Adrian is the best thing for him to do is to play football. You know, let out some frustration and, you know, be himself.
Did you use the word unfair? I mean, is that fair to use that word, that it's kind of not fair the way he's being treated?
I don't think so. I don't think it's fair at all. I really don't. My personal opinion on it, I don't think it's fair at all. I think, you know, he should be able to play. He haven't been convicted of nothing. You know, all these allegations or this and that, pictures out, this and that, but he haven't been convicted of nothing. You know, in crimes and stuff, you innocent until you convicted guilty. And I don't think he's guilty of nothing yet. And I think he should be able to play football. I really don't get it. At the end of the day, I know they came up with a decision, but I really don't get it, so I'm just going to stick to playing football and do what I know.
Were the unions not doing enough to protect them?
Oh, I really don't know. Yeah. I really don't know at the time.
A lot of people say times have changed. What do you think of that aspect of this argument?
You know, you can always say times have changed. You can't, you know, do this, you can't do that. But, you know, where I'm from in Alabama, how I was raised, it's the same thing, man. You know, if Adrian wasn't in the limelight, I don't think this would even be, you know, coming up at all. You know, coming up at all, because you raise your kids how you raise your kids. You know, they're your kids. And I think, like I said, I think Adrian's a great guy, man. Great dude, great father, great football player. And I just think he's been treated. It's unfair.
What was your reaction to the pictures? Did you see it?
No, I really didn't look into it. I really didn't look into it, man. Like I said, man, growing up, that was nothing, man. My mom, she always whipped me up and things like that, man. That's just, you know, in my culture, that's how I was raised, man, and that's how my mom, she raised her kids. And, you know, like I said, man, look at me now. You know, I'm in the NFL, and I'm doing great.
Growing up in that.